Prices. In testimony before the House Oversight Committee, Mylan CEO Heather Bresch also said that of the more than $600 list price for the two-pack, the company receives less than half of that, or about $274. An adopted son of actress Mia Farrow's is killed in a car crash in Connecticut, as we hear from Mark Mayfield.
The Hartford Courant reports that 27-year-old Thaddeus Farrow died of injuries from a crash in Danbury on Wednesday afternoon. Mia Farrow adopted Thaddeus from an orphanage in India when he was five. The young man was a paraplegic and a polio survivor.
Prosecutors telling the court that the Chicago Archdiocese waited a week before notifying police that a priest in charge of recruiting young men had child pornography on his computer. David Stewart has details.
Prosecutors say the Archdiocese hired its own private investigator last July who found evidence confirming reports that 40-year-old Octavio Munoz had kid porn in his possession. Only then did the church remove him from ministry and notify police. Then church officials sent Munoz to a treatment facility in Maryland without notifying police. This week, Munoz was taken into custody and returned to Chicago to face charges. The church also suspended Casa Jesus, the program Munoz ran to recruit men from Latin America for the priesthood. Bail for Munoz is set at $50,000.
For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Hey, Pat, did you know between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb?
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what, you sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, Handyman Extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Hunterton Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Steve and Patrick. Home sweet home.
Good morning. Not quite 40 minutes into fall, and it is sunny and 87 degrees. Summer still hanging on. Forecast for today is sunny with a high near 87 degrees. Tonight, mostly clear with a low of 53. And then tomorrow, another sunny day, high of 85. And then it cools off for the weekend. On Saturday, sunny with a high of 73. On Sunday, sunny with a high of 68.
I thought the name of the song was Theme from a Summer Place.
It is.
Didn't you say fall's 40 minutes old?
Yes, and we're saying goodbye to summer.
Good morning, welcome to the library show. We're already having some miscommunications here.
Not miscommunications, we're disagreement.
8 seconds into the show. It's the library show starring Jennifer Winberry and Jim Thatch, broadcasting live over the internet from the Hunterdon County Chamber offices in downtown Flemington, New Jersey. Tune in every Thursday morning at 11 a.m. and get to know the Hunterdon County Library. The library offers a wide array of services, programs, and community support to the residents of Hunterdon County. On today's show, the deadline to enter the HCL Amateur Photography Show is Tuesday, September 27th. It's not too late. Time is also running out to save money at participating local businesses with your library card. When September ends, Jennifer, so do the discounts. Well, these discounts. I'm sure there'll be other ones. Maybe. I don't know. Jennifer says if you can't afford the doctor, go to the airport. You'll get a free x-ray, a breast exam, and if you mention ISIS, a free colonoscopy. A friend's tricky tray fundraiser. Jennifer explains her new part-time job. We have a variety of programs for children and adults to tell you about. News about Zinio and much more. On today's library show. Good morning, Jennifer.
Good morning, Jim. Did you make that up?
What?
The x-ray.
No. I don't make anything up. I am not original.
Good. Where'd you get that from?
Somewhere online. You like that one?
I did.
Oh, you finally like one of my little
I usually like
quotes about you? So I hear you have a new job on the side.
I was going to put it under, file it under part, under community support, if you will.
Sure.
But yesterday, ShopRite of Flemington, under their Partners in Caring, had a bagging day at ShopRite. And if you believe, tap into Flemington Raritan, they call us celebrities. I think ShopRite advertises as dignitaries. I think they meant everyone else. But some...
Jennifer, don't...
People from the community were asked to go to ShopRite and volunteer their time and bag for an hour to help raise awareness. It's National Hunger Action Month. And it was Help Bag Hunger Day. And many of the stores in New Jersey, New York, Connecticut, Pennsylvania, Delaware, and Maryland were participating. So I went over around 1 o'clock and bagged some groceries. And actually the first person through my line was our own Margot, who was the head of reference at HCA.
Really? She goes to ShopRite? I didn't know that.
And she lives in Pennsylvania, so I was kind of surprised. But anyway.
Did she recognize you?
She did, but it was one of those "you don't belong here" kind of moments.
Yeah. What happened to your job at the
right,
library?
Right, pretty much. So Assemblyman Jack Ciottarelli was there earlier. Sheriff Fred Brown.
All through your line?
No. These are the people who helped bag.
Oh.
Who came back. Fred Brown bagged earlier. County Prosecutor Anthony Kearns and his Chief of Detectives. John Kaczynski was there. Mary Melfi. Flemington's Mayor Phil Greiner.
Look at you rubbing elbows with the...
And then Kip Bateman came in.
County bigwigs.
Assemblyman Kip Bateman came in when I was there.
Good for you, Jennifer. This is very good. Good exposure for the library.
It was a lot of fun.
Any customers give you a hard time?
No, but one of them...
Did you put anything on top of the eggs?
I did not. I was very careful. But I'm a very particular bagger. And then I had one woman who was probably just as particular as I am. And you could just tell she wanted to do it herself, so...
Yeah, did anybody want to do it instead of you? A lot of people say they'll do it themselves. Yeah. So did you let her?
Yeah, I let her.
Oh, okay.
You know, I just kind of...
I would have loved to have seen that little interaction.
Yeah. I'm like, okay.
Well, very good, Jennifer. Jennifer, as you may or may not know, is the assistant director of the Huntington County Library, and she's doing a good job.
Aw.
Getting the Huntington County Library out there in the community.
Thanks, Jim.
A little awareness.
What was I going to say? Oh, there's pictures on our Facebook page.
Okay, so go to our Facebook page, the Huntington County Library Facebook page. Jennifer has some pictures. And she's got a brand new shirt to show off, right?
Yes, there's a picture of that there as well.
Very good. All right, Jennifer, we have a couple of programs at the Huntington County Library this week to tell you about before we go to our first commercial break. We're showing a movie at the Huntington County Library tonight. The Huntington County Library, of course, is the largest movie theater in Huntington County at the moment. So we're taking advantage of that by having an on-the-big-screen movie series. Tonight we'll be showing the movie Everest, which I have not seen. Have you?
I have not.
I'm guessing it's about Mount Everest?
I'd take that bet.
The movie starts at 6 p.m. in our meeting room. You're welcome to bring snacks and your favorite non-alcoholic beverage. This is just a part of our on-the-big-screen series. Other movies coming up. We'll be showing Concussion, the very important film starring Will Smith about the concussion syndrome that people took so lightly so long ago. We'll be showing Doris, starring Sally Field. That looks... I'm going to go off script here, and that looks awful. Doris. Sally Field, just the picture on the cover of the movie, just looks like I'd want to wring Sally Field's neck.
Okay, then.
What's it about? Though maybe she's underprivileged or something.
I don't know.
I didn't hear anything. Oh, it's called Hello, My Name is Doris.
Yes.
Do you know what it's about?
I don't.
Okay. We're also showing Suffragette in October, and then finally wrapping it up with the movie Dark Horse, which I have that scene, but it looks like I'm going to love, Jennifer.
There's a horse.
After this, on the big screen series, we'll start another one. So the movies are at both the Huntington County Library and the North County branch. Just go to our webpage, hclibrary.us. Click on the events calendar and get a schedule of all the movies and make sure you hit some. Jack McDade, our old friend Jack McDade, who I saw last night, performs at the North County Branch Library tonight, September 22nd at 7 p.m. He'll be performing songs past to present. He teams up with pianist vocalist Rick Charwin to present songs from the popular Main Street genre of today's music. Of today's music? You'll hear songs from a broad spectrum of popular music from the 1930s to the present composers like Elton John, Rodgers, and Hammerstein. Is Rodgers and Hammerstein a present composer, Jennifer?
I would say not.
Harry Chapin, I don't think he's so present either. Jerome Kern, the Beatles broke up 30 years ago. They're not present composers, Jennifer.
Jim, do you read these before you print them?
Jack,
they come out of your hand.
If you were in the 1960s,
last
probably.
Person hands are in before they go to press is yours, Jack.
Jack McDade forgot the time stop. He's probably listening. I apologize, Jack. Jack was at our show last night. We had a program at the Huntington County Library last night.
I wanted to ask
Jennifer.
You about it, but you took off.
Jamie and Nancy DeJesus is how you pronounce their last name. Performed at the Huntington County Library. And I got to say, they were very entertaining. And Jack got up, told a few jokes, and sang a couple songs as a cameo
appearance.
Well, I hope
so, since they cut up in the middle of his program and sang
songs. I believe that the Jesuses are getting up, will be up there tonight at the North County Branch. So if you missed last night's program, you get a second chance to see Jamie and Nancy. They've got a very good shtick. It's a husband and wife singing team. They actually sang a variety of songs, and they did some doo-wop, which they were very good. Nancy's voice is incredible. Jamie's is very good, too, but I was very impressed. So we'll have to have them back at some time. So if you missed Nancy and Jamie at the Huntington County Library last night, never fear, we'll have them back sometime. But don't miss Jack McDade tonight. Once again, it's at the North County Branch Library, starting at 7 p.m. All our programs are free and open to the public. Of course, Jennifer, and then one more program to tell you about this week. This Saturday at the North County Branch Library, Secrets Recruiters Don't Want You to Know with Absolutely Abby. It's Saturday, September 24th at 1 p.m. at the North County Branch Library. In this presentation, you'll gain insight into what HR recruiters look for when they're evaluating your qualifications. And this is all from Abby Kohut, who is known in the job search world as Absolutely Abby, the president of Staffing Symphony, LLC, and author of Absolutely Abby, 101 Job Search Secrets. She sounds like a very important person.
Every time you say HR, I want to sing HR Puffin stuff.
Go ahead. By all means, go ahead. HR Puffin stuff. He'll be there when things get rough. Is that how it goes? Something like that?
Yeah.
How did I remember that?
I don't know.
Okay, so that's what's going on this week. For our full schedule of events, because we got a lot coming up, Jennifer, this fall, go to our webpage, hclibrary.us, click on the events calendar in the bottom right corner, and all of the flyers will be at your fingertips to print, to just make notes from, whatever you want to do.
They make lovely artwork. Hang them, frame them.
Sure.
I have three more that are coming up before our next
radio show.
Radio show.
Are you kidding me?
I'm not.
I thought I had them all.
Could I kid you?
That's good news, but I'm a little...
This Friday
my
morning...
My attention to detail's a little wanting.
No kidding. This Friday morning, the headquarters Friday morning book group's going to be meeting a week early. Usually they meet the fourth Friday of the month.
And why is that?
Because the libraries are going to be closed next Friday morning.
Why is that?
For some in-service day.
Oh, okay.
Okay. So they will be discussing The Boys in the Boat... Nine Americans and Their Epic Quest for Gold at the 1936 Berlin Olympics by Daniel James Brown. And that's this Friday morning at 10 a.m. On Tuesday evening at September 27th, the North County Gardener Club will meet, and they will be talking, Rutgers Master Gardener Ralph Margano will be talking about deer-resistant daffodils. And he will discuss the different varieties and shapes of daffodils instead of the traditional yellow ones everyone knows and loves. And next Wednesday night, we have a new group to the headquarters library, and this was suggested by one of our patrons, Jeanette Zink, Folk, Country, and Bluegrass with Moggy Hill. They're named after a small farm in Far Hills, and Moggy Hollow is an area of Far Hills, actually, where there's a Leonard J. Buck rock garden, which is open to the public. You should definitely go see that. It's a geological formation in Somerset County.
Wait, hold on, Jennifer. Oh, that's right. How did I forget my
I
own
concert? I don't know. And there'll be banjo, bass, lead, guitar, rhythm, and accordion. And they will play standard bluegrass and some folk, country, and American favorites.
This is a new band for our library, so I'm actually anxious to hear them. They were suggested to us by a patron, which we always try to please our patrons, Jennifer, and one way by doing that is to actually listen to them.
Yes.
So we do that. Jennifer's actually very good at that, too. And any patron that makes a request for DVDs or books or something, Jennifer's usually all over that, except if it's me, of course.
That's right.
So.
All right. We're going to go to our first commercial break, and we'll be right back with Today in History.
Let Stowaway Self-Storage be your local moving and storage solution. With three great locations in Hunterdon County, Stowaway is conveniently located in Flemington, White House, and Lebanon. Stowaway Self-Storage offers sizes from 5x5 to 50x50, discounted packing supplies, and U-Haul rentals on site. Affordable monthly rentals for your personal and business use, let Stowaway help you park your car in the garage again or store those old records that you need to keep. Visit us at stowawayselfstorage.com and mention this ad to receive 50% off your first month's rent.
Hey, this is Big Z of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntonChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntonChamberRadio.com app today.
Hi, I'm Sharon Skibbe of CompuPay Payroll. The Chamber is a great way to connect to other businesses within Hunterdon County and build strong and lasting business relationships.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Welcome back to the Library Show. Jennifer Winberry and Jim Thatch. It's time for Today in History. This time every week, I ask Jennifer questions on events that happened on this date, which is September 22nd, 2016, of course. In case you just, this moment, woke up from a coma, Jennifer, and you were and somehow you tuned into the Library Show and wondering where you, what year it was. I just helped them out.
That's good.
There's a chance.
Community support.
Pasta, there is a probably... Yeah, probably better chance hitting the lottery, isn't there? Also, some people that were born or who have died on September 22nd. I'll ask Jennifer if she knows who they are just by hearing their name. Very hit or miss thing with Jennifer. We'll see. Okay, Jennifer, here we go. September 22nd, 1692, the last of those convicted of witchcraft in the Salem witch trials are hanged. And the remainder of those convicted, Jennifer, are all eventually released, right? They finally came to their senses. My question for you. How many people did they actually execute in the Salem witch trials?
Is it under 10?
That is incorrect.
I don't know.
20. They actually executed 20 people, 14 of them women, accused of being witches. What the? I don't know. For some reason, I think our country's going in this direction. Okay, never mind.
All right.
Though we won't get political here.
Let me pray the question.
September 22nd, 1776, Jennifer. Nathan Hale is hanged for spying during the American Revolution. Okay, Jennifer, and I need you to get this exactly correct. He was, his famous quote, as before the hangman's noose was let loose. I didn't mean to rhyme that. I don't want to make light of this. What did Nathan Hale say right before they hung him, hanged him? Very famous quote.
The only thing I can think of is, I regret I have but one life to give to my country.
That is very close. I only regret that I have but one life to lose for my country. Very noble. Nathan Hale today uttered those words in 1776 that Jennifer partially remembers to this day.
Well, you know. My mind
finally
starts
in
to
1896,
wander.
Jennifer, on September 22nd.
Well, this was like a hanging sort of day, wasn't it?
No, the queen.
First the witches, and now the.
I end it right here. Okay, Queen Victoria, Jennifer, did something on this date in 1896. Some statistic. I don't know how to phrase this in a question. What did Queen Victoria become on this date?
The longest reigning monarch.
You got it. See, very good.
And
she didn't get hanged.
No, and she holds it to this day.
Does she still hold out that Queen Elizabeth didn't pass her?
Did she just pass her?
Queen Elizabeth has to be the longest reigning monarch. Has to be.
In England, not in the world.
Well, yeah.
The Sri Lankan guy.
In British history, Jennifer. It's got to be. No? You don't think so?
Did she just pass her? I'm not sure.
I don't know either.
But today, she became the longest reigning monarch in English history.
Yeah, up until... Well, maybe it's true. Oh, maybe they would have updated it. Okay, finally, born or died, Jennifer. Here are some people that were born on September 22nd. Tony Basil. Basil? Basil was born in 1943. I think it was Tony Basil.
Wasn't that Oh Mickey song,
yeah,
was it?
It was.
She's that old?
Indeed, Jennifer.
She's really that old?
Hey, Mickey, you're so fine.
You're right, it was Queen Elizabeth.
You're so fine, you blow my mind. Hey, Mickey.
Hey, Mickey.
Brilliant, brilliant lyrics. Hey, Mickey.
Yes, you're right.
Tony Basil.
She's passed her by 1 year so far.
Okay. 1952, Jennifer. Paul LaMatt is born. I don't think you'll get this
one.
Can you
spell his last name?
L-E, then space, then M-A-T.
Nope.
So Paul LaMatt made a splash. He's an actor. Made a splash in the acting world, starring in the movie American Graffiti. Have you ever seen American?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you have seen that. The guy who drove the yellow car the whole movie?
Okay.
The star of the show? He even won a Golden Globe for being like the best new actor.
Yeah, but nobody remembers.
Sky's the limit for Paul LaMatt. He didn't do one thing after that.
Nope.
It's a shame. I mean, very minor things. Nothing to... So Paul LaMatt didn't quite follow through on the promise he made in American Graffiti. I'm trying to think of his character's name in American Graffiti. I can't remember. Shoot, I'm drawing a blank. Okay, 1956, Jennifer. Debbie Boone was born on September 22nd.
You Light Up My Life.
I figured you'd get that one. Did you like that song? Did you close the door of your bedroom and sing that song into your pillow?
No. John. His name was John.
When the boy.
His character name was John.
Oh, that's John. Yeah, what was his last name again? John. Oh, crap, I should know this. How did you just get John? You don't know his last name.
It just says John.
What kind of search engine are you using over there?
John Milner.
Milner. Thank you.
Martin Milner. Yeah.
John Milner, that's it. So you didn't, Jennifer, like some boy didn't talk to you in school and you went home and cried on your pillow?
No.
You Light Up My Life?
No.
Okay. That's probably good news. 1958, Joan Jett was born?
She was the lead singer of Black Hearts. I Love Rock.
You know Joan Jett? I thought you wouldn't know her. Very good. So you were more the punk girl, huh? Were you a little goth back in high school? You were.
Not goth. I was kind of, some days I was Annie Hall.
I thought you were like in the band group.
Yeah, but.
Was that your clique, the band clique? Yes?
Yeah, but.
Oh, you kind of mixed in?
Yeah.
What was your other clique, Jennifer?
I don't know that they. I don't know what they probably would have been.
The clique that smoked cigarettes behind the school.
No.
Freaks and geeks.
Yeah, kind of. Yeah, that's probably me. Both of them.
Did you like that show?
I did.
That was a good show.
That was a really good show.
1960, Scott Baio was born.
He was on Happy Days. Joni Loves Chachi. He was Chachi Arcola. He was also on Charles in Charge.
Charles in Charge. Of our days and our nights.
And he's from New Jersey.
Charles in Charge of our wrongs and our rights, Jennifer. You're right. And he was also, most recently, stumping for Donald Trump at the convention, if I'm not mistaken. I don't think I am, though. Okay, died. I got four people who died on this date, Jennifer, so I know that'll perk you up a little bit. September 22nd, 1987, Dan Rowan died. He's only known for he's only done one thing, and people still know him to this day. Laughing. Rowan and Martin's Laughing. Dan Rowan was the kind of the straight guy kind
of. Of course.
They had a comedy team. Dick Martin and Dan Rowan met, I guess, in college, had a little comedy thing, did this show, and then Dan Rowan did. I mean, he didn't have bitten. He might have been on the Love Boat or something once, but did nothing else. Huh. He didn't even try, I don't think. I think he just took the money and ran. As they say, Jennifer.
Well, why not? If you got a good thing going.
1989, Jennifer. I know you know this one. Irving Berlin passed away on this date.
He was a songwriter. The Easter Parade, White Christmas.
The Easter Parade was the first one to your mind. Interesting. I thought White Christmas would be. Name, can you name a third? Anything from the Holiday Inn movie, right?
Yeah.
Holiday Inn.
I'm trying to think. Didn't he did a patriotic song, I would think.
Yeah, he did a lot of World War II songs. But not... Not Over There. That was George M. Cohen.
No, and so was Yankee Doodle Dandy was Cohen.
That's correct, Jennifer and Benny. Those were all for World War I.
Yeah.
Jennifer's going to look it up. Okay, two more, Jennifer. 1999?
Yeah.
George C. Scott died.
He was Patton in the movie. He was an actor.
Very good. That's all?
I'm shocked to find out that Irving Berlin wrote God Bless America in 1938.
Oh, yeah. God Bless America. Why can we? Why are you shocked?
Because it's not something that is on the top of my, tip of my, you know, but now it is in my head. Wow. Oh, Annie, get your gun.
You're not very patriotic, are you?
I used to be.
Okay, George C. Scott, also Jennifer, famous for playing one of the incarnations of Scrooge.
Yes.
A lot of people's favorites.
Alistair Sims.
That's Jennifer's, of course, because Jennifer
is
we won't go
difficult.
Into that. I was
contrary.
But George, he's got a lot of people where he was his favorite. And another movie that I know him from that I haven't thought of in a long time was Day of the Dolphin. Remember that movie?
I honestly don't.
Where they people had dolphins, and then the Army wanted to put bombs on dolphins to sink ships, and they had – it was – I'm just starting to think. I haven't thought of that movie in years. I believe that was George C. Scott. I wonder if we had that in our collection. We have a very expansive collection, Jennifer, at the Hunterdon County Library.
I don't think
if we have Day of the Dolphin starring George C. Scott. And then finally, 2006, Jennifer Edward Albert died.
Eddie Albert. He was on Green Acres.
He was. And once again, what famous musical was he in? You know this?
Oklahoma, he was the traveling salesman.
Very good. Look at that mind look. She just looks up like into the middle distance and it just comes to her head. You're a wonder to behold, Jennifer Winberry. Hey, that's history. What do you got for me? Anything? See what I prepared for you?
Not particularly for you.
Oh.
I have some exciting...
I'll try not to be hurt by that.
Oh, stop. There's some exciting news. For our magazine, our Zinio readers at the library.
See, I didn't even mention this at the beginning of the show.
You did not.
I did.
You did?
I mentioned news about Zinio.
News about Zinio.
Weren't you listening?
No.
What is Zinio, by the way?
Zinio are downloadable magazines for libraries, and the Hunterdon County Library subscribes to them.
Okay.
So if you have a Hunterdon County Library card that starts with 13913, you go to our website, hclibrary.us, click on...
What if you don't have a library card that starts with that? Are there library cards that don't start with that?
If you live in Flemington Borough, your library card doesn't start with that. But if you live in the county, except for county service area, which is all parts of the county except Flemington, Lambertville, or Milford boroughs and Lambertville City, and you can go to digital collections, go to Zinio, and you can download magazines. And most of these stay on your device as long as you have it. They don't vanish. But last year, Rolling Stone and Us Weekly stopped, the publishers stopped providing them. And good news, they are back.
Oh.
And about 30 seconds after I said I wanted them back, we had them back in our collection. So Andy Gross, who is our sales rep, is really awesome. He flipped the switch as soon as I said yes. So Rolling Stone and Us Weekly are back in our collection. And all the back, we got all the back file issues too, which was really great. A lot of times if you start a new subscription, you don't get the back files, but we're getting the back files with these. So definitely check these out. Okay, your turn.
I want to ask you a follow-up question.
All right, ask me a follow-up question.
Theme to A Summer Place. What is that about? I've never seen it.
You've never seen
it? Isn't that a classic?
It is.
Is that where the kid falls in love with the older woman? No.
Yes.
It is?
Yes.
No.
No, is that Peyton Place?
No, I don't know.
I confuse it.
You're acting like you saw it.
I have, but I confuse it with Peyton Place.
Really? Why?
Yeah.
Peyton Place doesn't even take place in the beach. Isn't The Summer Place some...
It's Sloane Wilson's novel.
I don't care whose novel it is, Jennifer.
It's a teenage boy. They were from different social classes.
And he has his first...
20 years later, they meet again.
With who? Give me the.
It's Richard Egan and Dorothy McGuire.
Okay, so what happened to them?
They meet after 20 years. They were teenage lovers.
Oh, they were teenage lovers and at the beach?
Yeah, I think it's in Maine, even.
Okay, so they're the same age?
Yes.
Okay.
And then they meet again 20 years later.
Why didn't they see each other for 20 years?
Because they were from different social classes. No, we talked about this, boy meets girl.
And they really weren't in love.
Okay. And then Troy Donahue and Sandra Dee.
Where did they come from?
They're their children.
Oh.
The stork brought them. Not their children.
Oh, so they married separate people.
Yes.
All right.
And it is off the Maine coast.
Okay. So then how did they get back together? Accidentally?
They still love each other. They've missed each
other.
You
didn't see this movie.
I have.
This should be coming right off the top of your head.
I haven't seen it in years.
I don't care, Jennifer. I haven't seen Day of the Dolphin in years, and I almost did that verbatim. I was almost like I was reading off the script.
I'm really proud of you, Jim, that you know Day of the Dolphin.
So I want to know what happens. I'm intrigued. So how did they go back to the house? Didn't they know there was a chance they might meet each other? Did they go back to the same house where they were lovers when they were younger? I'm guessing they did if there was a whole theme about it.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh, you did not see this movie.
No, I did. No, they did. But, like, Richard Egan goes back with his wife and his daughter, Sandra Dee, and they're very unhappy. They sleep in separate bedrooms.
Who's his wife? Sandra Dee?
Constance Ford. Sandra Dee is his daughter.
Okay. All right, so they're unhappy, so they go to this house to try to rekindle something?
They meet by accident.
No, but he's at the house with his new wife, right?
No, with his... With his wife of 20 years.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay. Then what happens?
And
don't
then,
leave me hanging here.
No, and then Sylvia.
Who's Sylvia?
Sylvia is his girlfriend from when they were teenagers.
Okay.
And it's her husband's family mansion. It's been restored. It was changed to an inn.
Then how does Richard Egan get to go to it?
He's renting.
It's
an inn now, and they've turned it. It's her husband's family's inn.
So the place is an inn. It's not just a house.
No, it was Dorothy McGuire's husband's house, and they've turned it into an inn because it's fallen into disrepair, and they need money. And Richard Egan and his family shows up, and guess who's there?
And he was like shocked. How is he shocked if she knows she owned it?
Just suspend your disbelief. No, it's her husband's house.
Oh, okay.
It's her husband's house.
Oh, so that's the coincidence. Okay,
right.
So what did they do when they saw each other again?
They fall madly
in
love.
Did they recognize each other right away?
Yes.
They did?
But then their children fall madly in love.
Do they kiss like in the surf?
Yes.
Do they?
No, that's...
Just like here,
that's
from here
Greece
to eternity.
And Greece. That's like a stand. I think it's in the woods more.
How old are they 20 years later? So they're still in their 40s.
Oh, yeah, they're still very young.
Oh, so they're young. Okay.
But, like, Richard Egan's wife is a little bit psycho. Because when their daughter falls in love with Sylvia's daughter, the wife, like, sends her to the doctor and to make sure she's still a virgin. And the daughter and the son go around the island, and the boat capsizes, and they have to send the Coast Guard out.
I might have to see this movie.
But in the meantime...
Did they ever make a remake of it?
No. No, you don't want to see a remake. You want to see the original. But in the meantime, Molly discovers she's pregnant, and they're going to run away and get married.
Who's Molly?
The daughter. They went to the doctor to make sure she was a virgin.
The first time you said the word Molly this whole time.
Sandra Dee.
Okay, so she's pregnant. Sandra Dee was married to Bobby Darin, by the way. Was Bobby Darin who played the son?
Troy Donahue.
Oh, Troy Donahue. From here
to eternity. It all comes back to...
laying in the water, making out.
There you go. I'm not even going to ask.
So was it a happy ending? The song sounds kind of sad. Was that song in the movie a lot? Like they remember that was their song when they were younger?
I don't know about that. But Percy Faith and his orchestra was composed by Max Steiner, and it was on Billboard Hot 100 in 1960.
Percy Faith sounds like he has an ego. If it's Percy Faith and his orchestra, like...
Well, it was Tommy Dorsey and his orchestra, his big band. And
I know, but Percy Faith is no Tommy Dorsey.
Oh, good grief.
I was just seeing how long we could actually talk about theme to a summer
And then
place.
Andy Williams had to add words to it.
Oh, he did?
Yeah, in the 60s.
Maybe after the words. Maybe after our half-hour break, we can, or the last break, we can get a little bit of that. Can we?
We can do whatever.
Okay, let me update you on the weather. That's enough. The only radio show in America currently talking about Theme to a Summer Place. So the movie's called Theme to a Summer Place?
No, A Summer Place.
Oh, the movie's just called a Summer Place. Okay, I got to look that up. You think it's not like Turner movie? Is it black and white?
No, it's in color. I can't believe you've never seen
What year was it made?
1960.
Where have you been? It could have been black and white.
It wasn't black and white. It was color.
Okay.
You need to watch it.
So all things A Summer Place here on the library show.
I should have gone with Autumn Leaves, which was my first thought.
Then
you would have given me a hard time about playing.
The Autumn Wind is a pirate, a villain big and bold, and the trees all quiver and quake as he robs them of their gold. It's a little fall poem for you.
Thank you, Jim.
You're welcome. I didn't write that.
I didn't suspect you did.
Okay, so quick look at your weather. It's 11:35, about, approximately. My clock on my computer somehow is wrong, even though I thought all computer clocks should be right.
It's 11:35, you're right.
Because I estimated, my clock says 11:33. See how I adjusted there on the fly?
Good job.
So 11:35, it's probably 11:36 now after we discuss how computer clocks should be right, and they're not. Is it 11:36 yet?
No.
Jim Gunnell will be in at 12 noon, I believe, with his show Taking Care of Business. We apologize, by the way, if you tuned into the library show last week. We had some technical difficulties, which, believe it or not, were not Jennifer's fault this time.
Thank you.
So there was a remote broadcast earlier in the day, and things got a little tied up. So we didn't realize it. We apologize. We actually did the full show in complete silence for each other. And it was a good show, actually, Jennifer.
It was.
It's a shame that it's lost to history. But here's your weather for Flemington. I'll update what Jennifer says. We're expecting 85 degrees today and clear skies for the first day of autumn in Hunterdon County. And then summer tries to return on Friday, 88 degrees, Jennifer, with clear skies. The weekend looks just glorious, though. 74 Saturday, 72 on Sunday, and 72 on Monday. What a weekend. All clear skies. You got outdoor plans for the weekend, Jennifer?
I'm going to try to avoid trimming my hedges. Yeah.
That's your plans.
No,
avoid trimming your hedges.
Yes, because I don't really feel like it.
Okay, what do you want to do?
I don't know yet.
The next chance of rain, Jennifer, doesn't look until maybe later next week.
Which we really, really need rain. Definitely.
We do, I know. So it's not my fault, Jennifer.
I'm not blaming you.
So this is a library show. We have plenty of library-related news to talk to you now that we squandered all our time talking about an obscure movie made in 1960 that no one would remember if except wasn't for that darn song that was probably number one.
It was for 9 weeks. You didn't listen to
Percy Faith and his orchestra. What else did Percy Faith did have some other songs, right?
He did a lot of Christmas.
He did. That's right. He did, didn't he?
Yeah. And I think Pink Panther.
Percy Faith still alive.
I don't know. Talk about the tricky trade, because we've had a slight change of...
Let me just update two things real quick before the tricky trade, Jennifer. Topical things. I mentioned the discounts with your library card promotion is ending at the end of September. So you have the rest of the month to go into the participating businesses that you can find either on our webpage, hclibrary.us, right on the homepage. You can click and get a brochure. It's not there anymore.
No, I just want to correct myself. Henry Mancini was, he recorded Pink Panther 2. It wasn't Percy Faith. Never mind.
Did Percy Faith do Theme to a Summer Place?
He did.
Okay.
He didn't write it.
We didn't need to know that, Jennifer. Okay, so either go to our webpage, hclibrary.us, and print off a copy of all the participating businesses or pick up a brochure at any one of our county libraries. All you need to do is show your library card at one of these businesses, and you'll receive a predetermined discount. Let me give you an example, Jennifer. 10% off any trophy and sign orders from Crown Trophy of Flemington, which is our friend Jim Gano, who has the show right after ours. Sneakers plus 15% off your entire purchase. Now, that's some savings right there, Jennifer, 15%. Just show your 100 in library card. So to see all of the participating businesses, like I said, go to our webpage, or stop in the library and pick up a brochure. And also, the registration deadline for the HCL Amateur Photography Show is next Tuesday, September 27th. This is open to all amateur photographers of Hunterdon County. It's very simple to do. Just fill out the registration form, which, surprise, surprise, you can get by going to our webpage, hclibrary.us. Right on the homepage is a link to the entry form. Just fill it out and drop it off at the library or send it in. It's a scant dollar to enter for students and only $2 for adults. I have not raised the prices, Jennifer, of the photography show in 25 years.
I think that's very good.
Name another organization that can say that. It is the same prices that were offered in the late 80s.
Very good.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
So there's prizes for the winner. We have public choice awards, ribbons. You need, if you're just a photographer, you took a really good picture, frame it, and you put it on display. This will be your first exhibit. The public will see your work. Maybe somebody would even want to buy it. It's that good, Jennifer. Start a whole new career. By the way, I didn't tell you that I've been looking for Walter Horoszewski. I've called him.
Mentioned that. Did you find him?
I got something in the mail from him today.
He moved?
Just give me an example of all the programs he has for the fall. So he obviously has not gotten my correspondence, so I will try again. There will be awards presentation, Jennifer, on Wednesday, October 19th for all participants in the show with refreshments. Get to see who won. This is a great thing. We've been doing it for 25 years. Did I mention that, Jennifer?
You did.
And it's a lot of fun. So even if you don't enter, make sure
to
stop by the library.
The air conditioner on.
What?
Thanks to whoever just turned the air conditioner on.
What does that got to do with
it? It just got really
show?
Cool in here. It's nice. Thank
you. Do our listeners need to know that, Jennifer?
Well, if Chris is listening and he turned it on, yes, he does.
Chris isn't listening. He's on his way to Leadership 100 in a meeting.
Oh.
So, Now I've lost my complete train of thought. So stop by the library and at least check out the show. It'll be on display in our main gallery throughout the month of October. And one other quick side note, if you do not know, Hunterdon County Library also has on permanent display the Tricentennial mural painted by Paul Jennis. So if you haven't seen this incredible piece of artwork, it's hanging right behind our circulation desk. It's gigantic, Jennifer. It's a triptych, which means cut up into three parts, the 1700s, the 1800s.
It's not cut up into three parts.
And 1900s.
On purpose.
Divided
into
three
parts. Like Gaul, like Caesar divided Gaul.
But it's also, you're out of control.
I am.
I think you better turn off your microphone
for
that while. Okay, so Jennifer, so it's connected in a way, but it's also divided into the three centuries of Hunterdon County history. So if you have not seen that, I encourage you to stop by the Hunterdon County Library in Flemington and check that out as well.
And I would encourage you to look again if you have seen it, because there's so much to see on it. You might see something you missed.
Always have rotating exhibits at the Hunterdon County Library. Every month a new one. Right now, Keith Dinson, oil paintings by Keith Dinson currently in our main gallery. And then next month I mentioned the photography show will be on display. And then in December we'll have the gingerbread competition. I cannot remember November's artist off the top of my head.
And I do not know.
I'd be surprised if I could remember.
Are we having the consignment shop in the showcases? We usually do in the fall.
I believe in November, Jennifer.
Since we're talking about Christmas exhibits, shopping. Can I do a little, not self-promotion, but sort of?
Is there any way I could stop you?
No, probably not.
Go ahead.
On Burnt Mills Road in Bedminster.
Does this have anything to do with the library?
I can bring it back to the library. There's a printmaker council, which we just had the exhibit.
That's a lame link. Go ahead.
All right. But Rich Neckel, who works at the circulation desk, his son had a piece in that exhibit. And his son works at the printmaking council. And next, near the printmaking council, there is the Center for Contemporary Art. And there's currently an exhibit by Mel Lipsig, who was a professor at Mercer County Community College at the same time my father was. And Mel Lipsig painted a portrait of my father, and it is hanging in the gallery right now. You're not the slightest bit excited.
No,
I'm impressed.
I'm very impressed. I love your father's work.
Well, this is just a picture of my father.
Okay, I know, but your father is, in his own right,
yes, he is.
A magnificent photographer.
Thank
which
you.
We should have a show of his work again.
Oh, we should? Okay.
Let's see if I can find a...
See if you find a date.
Okay. Good. Would he be willing?
I don't know. I'll... Check when
we're talking about the great John. Does he have a webpage?
No.
Your father doesn't have a webpage for his photography?
No.
Remind me sometime. I got to tell you an interesting story that happened to my wife and I when we were in Vermont last weekend.
Okay.
A universe is speaking to us type story. Oh, look at Jennifer with the wine. You're
now
interested.
I'm afraid. I'm interested. I'm intrigued.
All right, Jennifer, let's go to our last commercial break right now. Then we'll come back and tell you all about this awesome fundraiser the Friends are having, the Tricky Tray Basket Raffle. We'll tell you all about it right after this.
There's a summer place where it may rain or storm, yet I'm safe and warm, for within that summer place your arms reach out to me and my heart.
Home Instead Senior Care. It's our passionate dedication to creating personal relationships between our clients and our caregivers. Visit our website at www.homeinstead.com/325.
You've got a friend.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Welcome back to the Library Show. Jennifer Winberry will be fundraising for Jim Thatch next show.
Thank you, Jennifer. Get a bag of a lot of groceries for the money I need. Okay, the Tricky Tray Basket Raffle, Jennifer. Maybe this is a way. The Friends of the Hunterdon County Library, as you know, work tirelessly raising money for the Hunterdon County Library to support our services and programs and everything else. Their latest venture, which I hope you take part in because it looks like it's going to be spectacular, Jennifer, is a Tricky Tray Basket Raffle. This is the first time they're trying this. The date of the event is Saturday, October 8th. At the Hunterdon County Library, it will be in our meeting room. The doors open at 9:30 a.m., and the drawing begins at 2:30 p.m. If you don't know what a Tricky Tray Basket Raffle is, Jennifer, well, they're going to have a lot of gift baskets on display of varying values. There's actually 3 different levels, Jennifer. There's baskets with values up to $50. Level 2 will be baskets valued between $50 and $170, and then level 3 is baskets over $170. So this is what you do. You buy a sheet of tickets, and if you reserve them before the date, which you can do online, I'll tell you about in a moment, you'll get a discount on these tickets. And then you buy the sheet of tickets, and you just put them in the baskets that you would like to win, and then we just draw a name out, and there's a chance that you could win, Jennifer, hence the raffle. So you can buy ticket bundles between all the it's you can buy them now, Jennifer, till the end of the month and save. Bundles include 3 sheets of level 1 tickets, 2 sheets of level 2 tickets, and 1 sheet of level 3 tickets. And the cost of all these tickets, Jennifer, is just $22.50 for 6 sheets of tickets, complete sheets. That's pretty good.
That's pretty good.
So how do I do this, Jennifer? How do I get these bundles? You can either email the friends at fohclfriends@gmail.com, or you can call 908-806-8016 with your name, phone, and number of bundles you want, and they'll make sure they get them to you. So once again, the email is fohclfriends@gmail.com. Or call 908-806-8016 with your name, phone number, and number of bundles you want, and they'll make sure to get you those tickets. If Scott Simanchik is listening, which he sometimes does, I have a feeling his wife Colleen would really like this. I would have to tell my friend Rich Whitelaw, too, but I know he's not listening. So I'm sorry, Jennifer. So you reserve them ahead of time, and then you just pick up the tickets the day of the event. When you show up, they'll have them there ready for you. And then you just start dropping them in the baskets that you want. It's cash or check only. All the proceeds, of course, go to benefit the Hunterdon County Library. Here are some examples of some baskets. Some items we'll be offering. Over 40-inch, a smart TV. An Amazon Fire. Collectibles, arts and crafts, sports collectibles. Restaurant and local merchant gift cards, lobster dinners, museum passes, and ticket events. Flemington Furs gift baskets. And let me see some other businesses. I just have a list of businesses here, Jennifer. Beneducci's Winery, Capuano's in Flemington, Jake's Restaurant, Hunterdon Historical Society, the Hunterdon Hills Playhouse. I bet you that'll be a good one. Grand Colonial in Hampton, Cryan's Tavern, which I've been to a few times. Just too many to mention. So this is going to be a great event. Let me once again tell you that it's Saturday, October 8th, 2016, at the Hunterdon County Library, which is located at 314 Route 12 in Flemington. Doors open at 9:30. You browse around, pick which baskets you want. You can even buy more tickets if there's something there that you didn't know was there and you wanted to buy more tickets to give yourself a better chance to win, Jennifer. And then that day at 2:30, they start drawing the names. And everybody wins those baskets, goes home with somebody's going home with a basket.
And we should mention, if you got the earlier printouts about this, there was mention of a lottery basket, which they are unable to provide.
Yes, I think law prohibits that, but it does. That should not put a damper on the day.
No. But there's a lot of other great.
Was it just a basket of lottery tickets?
Mm-hmm. Right.
People don't want that, Jennifer.
No.
They think they want that. That sounds good on paper.
What were you just telling me on the break?
Well, no. I've got to hit the lottery. But to hit the lottery, if you think hard enough to hit the lottery, Jennifer, you know it's doubly hard to try to win a basket full of lottery tickets and then hit the lottery.
That's true.
You've doubled your chances of losing right there.
That is true, Jim.
Okay, how are we doing on time, since my computer has no idea how to tell time?
We have 8 minutes till Jim.
I thought we were going to play the Andy Williams song.
I played it on the way out.
You did? Uh-huh. I didn't even hear it.
Good grief. I played it when we went
good
to the
grief.
Parade.
Right, are you Lucy Van Pelt?
I'll slug you. A person cannot help it if they're born with cranky genes. Before Jim Gonneau comes in, I do want to talk about one thing that we have at the library that you might be unaware of. It. We have...
Books.
We have books. We also have... We've partnered with the New Jersey State Library Talking Book and Braille Center to serve residents whose ability to read may be affected by a physical impairment, reading disability, or a vision impairment. And this is for anyone who cannot read standard print or cannot hold a book or turn a page may be eligible for services of the Outspoken Library at no cost to the user. It includes audiobook players, audiobooks, Braille books, access to downloadable audiobooks, magazines, and Braille, and 24/7 audio news reading services, audio vision, and newsline. And if you're interested in these services, you should contact the reference department, 788-1434, for more information about eligibility and to obtain an application.
Thank you, Jennifer.
And I thought it was on our website, but I see that it's not.
Well, we'll remedy that,
so
won't we?
I'm going to have to put it,
put it on our Facebook page.
Because we do have a page. Well, we have a page on – we have a special needs page, which lists books on CDs and tape, closed captioning, DVDs and videos, large print books, outreach services through a Friends of our Hunterdon County Library, magnifier, where you can put your book or your magazine under a lens.
I know what a magnifier is, Jennifer. I was not born in a
camp. Well, no, it's not like – it's a stand – it's you put the entire thing under. It's not like a magnifying glass.
Gotcha. But it does the same thing, right?
It does. It magnifies.
And real quick, I believe we have a couple minutes.
We do.
Yes or no?
Three.
3 minutes? The gingerbread competition, we have entry forms available now online and at the county libraries. The gingerbread competition, we've been partnering with the Chamber of Commerce for several years now, and been hosting this very popular gingerbread competition. We award prizes in several categories. All the gingerbread creations will be on display in the Hunterdon County Library during the month of December in our main gallery. We'll have a welcome reception for everyone who enters. So on the entry form, it spells everything out for you. If you're interested in making a gingerbread house with your family, or if you have a group like a school, or what's another example of a group, Jennifer?
We had a 4-H club last
4-H
year.
4-H club. So there's several categories, including just kids up to 12 years old, students ages 13 to 18, adult individual. There's also family, then the aforementioned group, and then a category for professionals. You have your choice of what you can make. Two choices, Jennifer, either a Hunterdon County scene or building, or a scene or building from a book. Either a children's book or a novel, whatever you want to do.
You might want to make the Inn from a Summer Place.
That would be a great one. I would love to see what that looks like. Okay, we actually provide recipes for construction-grade gingerbread and royal icing right on the entry form, so that excuse is gone. So you have a little time. The entry forms must be submitted by November 18th, 2016, but it's not too early to start thinking about what you want to do. And Once that spark, Jennifer, enters your mind, like, wow, it would be great if I did the summer place.
And
I know just how I do it. I would make Richard Egan out of gummy bears or something. I don't know.
And quite honestly, if you wait till November 20th, we'll still take your application.
We will. We hate to turn people away. So it's a lot of fun, and we always look forward to what the people do. People in Hunterdon County are so creative. So I hope you consider joining the gingerbread competition. But if you don't, make sure to stop by in December for our annual holiday fest with programs and a gingerbread competition and everything. It's
movies.
Holiday place to be, the Hunterdon County Library.
And
Jennifer and I make sure of that.
And it's not going to cost you an arm and a leg. And you're not going to have to return it after the holidays.
Anything. It's going to cost you anything.
No. All right. Well, the clock on the wall says it's 11:57, and I think Jim Gano's outside. So thank you for listening. Remember, wherever you are, you can call, stop in, or go online. Your library is always there for you.
And now, till we meet again, adios, au revoir, au revoir.
Good night.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center.
Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The city of Charlotte, North Carolina, may impose a curfew tonight after two straight nights of violent protests.
We certainly are going to talk about that today.
That's Mayor Jennifer Roberts speaking on ABC's Good Morning America.
We did sign a statement last night to declare a state of emergency, which gives us that authority.
Protesters upset over a police shooting death of a 43-year-old man who police say was holding a gun. His family says he was holding a book when he was shot and killed on Tuesday.
So sad to see.
Republican nominee Donald Trump discussing the Charlotte protests as well as other recent protests.
You look at the level of hatred, the rocks being thrown, and so sad to see.
Trump speaks on Fox. The federal government saying first-time requests for jobless benefits were down by 8,000 last week from the week before. This is USA Radio News.
Stay healthy from head to wallet with Wellness Plus with Plenty at Rite Aid. You can earn Plenty points on hundreds of specially marked products each week on your favorite brands. Every 100 Plenty points equals a dollar off your next purchase. Sign up today in store or online at Rite Aid.com. And that's